online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
Theresa May is being questioned by MPs in the Commons as she tries to defend the agreement which was approved by her cabinet last night.
I do not pretend that this has been a comfortable process. Or that either we or the EU are entirely happy with all of the arrangements that have been included within it. But of course this is the case. This is an arrangement that we have both said we never want to have to use.
Criticism from all parties has raised fears the Prime Minister may struggle to get her plan through Parliament. It follows two cabinet resignations. Both the Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab and Esther McVeigh, who oversaw work and pensions, have quit in protest. Faversham and Mid-Kent MP Helen Whateley has raised one specific issue in the Commons.
As a Kent MP, I have a particular interest in avoiding delays at the border at Dover so we don't get gridlock in Kent.
The Prime Minister responded by saying trading relationships are a key element of their plans and more details will be released at a later date. There's plenty more reaction to the draft agreement this lunchtime. John Haworth is the Labour MEP for the South East. He says it's a bad deal for the UK.
It's not anything that anybody voted for. Secondly, it is considerably worse than the situation we have at the moment. And thirdly, Britain will have no say over things that at the moment it has considerable say over.
We've also been out chatting to people in Rochester. They have mixed opinions on Theresa May's chances of staying in power.
I have absolutely no faith in the government and I think they all need to just get out and put someone in that will actually deliver Brexit that we voted for.
Nobody's going to be happy, but I do feel for Theresa May. I think she's been in a really difficult situation.
I don't think it's her specifically. I think anyone would suffer having to deal with this.
You can follow live updates throughout the afternoon at kentonline.co.uk.
KM FM News.
A man's wife, her new partner and his daughter have all been found guilty of plotting to kill him in a shooting at Sandwich Marina. Nicola has the details for KM FM.
Well, the bullet aimed at 53-year-old Raymond Wetherill passed through his mouth in November last year. A court heard 32-year-old Hayley Wetherill from Molland Lee in Ashe had already made several attempts to get rid of him, helped by Glenn and Heather Pollard, who were 49 and 20, and both from Church Lane in West Stourmouth. They're said to have tried poison, an explosion and drowning, despite Raymond being terminally ill with a brain tumour. All three of them will be sentenced next Tuesday.
Crash investigators want to hear from anyone who saw a collision in a Kent village which left a woman with a serious leg injury. She was flown to a London hospital after a car and minibus crashed on Tenterden Road in Appledore on Sunday morning. The Department of Health says it's working to ensure the NHS has the right staff to guarantee its future. A think tank claims the service in England will be short of 350,000 workers by 2030 if changes aren't made.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Kent mum has spoken honestly about her battle with alcohol in a bid to try and help other people who are struggling with drink.
I love my children, but the illness is so powerful, nothing will stop. Nothing, no human power can make you stop drinking. And those two little forces of power could not make me stop drinking. So on top of that, you get more guilt, you get more shame. And it got to the point where I didn't want to get out of bed.
Lucy Weeks lost custody of her two children after suffering a serious relapse following 2 years of being sober. She's just spent 5 months in rehab at Kenwood Trust in Yalding and decided to share her story ahead of Alcohol Awareness Week. You can watch more of the interview at kentonline.co.uk. Police are trying to track down a British canoeing trailer containing £20,000 worth of kayaking gear, which was stolen from Folkestone. It was taken from a business on Prince's Parade sometime between Tuesday afternoon and yesterday morning. We've tweeted a picture of it via at KMFM News. Sainsbury's and Morrison's have followed Asda by cutting the price of fuel by up to 3 pence per litre. Retailers have been accused of not passing on savings from wholesale costs.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and England trail Sri Lanka by 46 runs at the end of day two of their second test in Kandy. Roshan Silva scored 85 as the hosts were bowled out for 336. England's batsmen will resume tomorrow morning. morning, having failed to score a run in the final over of the day. And in football, Wayne Rooney will get to wear the number 10 shirt for England one last time tonight. He's coming out of retirement for a one-off appearance against the USA in a friendly at Wembley and will take over the armband when he comes on as a second half sub. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.